Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And here today with me are...
Shelley Brim Baggett.
And Chip Brim.
Bless the Lord. We're looking at, and we're particularly talking about, what the Lord revealed to us, sent me to Brother Roberts in July 2007, Brother Oral Roberts, with this word. I knew in the back of my mind he'd been trying to go home. And the word of the Lord was this: some men can choose the dates of their departures from earth to heaven, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Others cannot, for the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. Two who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. Their departure dates are in the sovereign plan of God, and at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. Brother Roberts wrote me a letter and said, I accept the word, the prophetic word, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. The heavenlies. What are the heavenlies? There are three. There's the atmospheric heaven just above heaven. There is the starry heaven, second heaven. There is the third heaven where God is. Now, there is a double kingdom system set up around this globe. And in that double kingdom system, there are seats of a dark rule in the heavenlies. We're going to look at it. Let's start with page four here. I've got it in this. I did a page for us here on the double kingdom system. And Chip, you read what I, the way I wrote that out, Ephesians 6:12. Read it. Both ways. Both of them. These are two different translations. The first one is King James. The second one is Amplified.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Now that's King James. Read it in the Amplified.
For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere.
All right. Now, this is kind of a clue because I'm on a quest, and I believe the Lord has shown me what happened to cause to begin a major shift in the heavenlies. What are in the heavenlies? Just read it right there. The master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. Now, Shelley, read that next from the Triumphant Church. This is from the Triumphant Church. The Triumphant Church book we're offering this week has as its subtitle, it's on page four of the Double Kingdom System. The Triumphant Church has as its subtitle the other one, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness by Kenneth E. Hagin. So read that from page 13, Shelley, on page 4.
The heavenlies is the domain of principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And when you understand that Adam forfeited his dominion to the devil, it makes it easier to understand something we see in the scriptures, that is, a double kingdom. The double kingdom refers to a wicked kingdom reigning in the heavenlies, which affects the lives of men upon the earth. Unseen spiritual forces rule and dominate men who rule seen earthly kingdoms, if men let them. We are told in Ephesians 6 that we are not dealing with flesh and blood, with just the natures and personalities of men on the earth. The Bible says we are dealing with spiritual entities which rule in the heavenlies. Therefore, a double kingdom refers to a kingdom ruled on earth by men who are actually dominated and influenced by spiritual rulers in the heavenlies.
Now, there are some titles that God has given, and let's look at them here in on the second page I typed up for us, Satan is called the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. The god of this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Satan is called.
That's right.
Now, the next title that we're going to go to here is, he is called in Ephesians 2:2, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In John 12:31, he's called the prince of this world. In John 14:30, he's called the prince of this world. In John 16:11, Jesus calls him the prince of this world. In 1 John 5, we get a real look at this. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that wicked one touches him not. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness, darkness. Now, read the Amplified Translation, Chip, of those two verses.
Okay. 1 John 5:18. We know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin. But the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold or get a grip on him or touch him. 1 John 5:19. We know positively that we are of God, and the whole world around us is under the power of the evil one.
Bless the Lord. So the whole world lieth in darkness. It lieth in this wickedness. It lies with that double kingdom system. Huh. Ephesians 6:12 calls them the rulers of the darkness of this world. The Amplified says the world rulers of this present darkness, the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenlies, in the supernatural sphere. Now there's a real key. You can see it really plainly. Let's look at Ezekiel 28. You can see how Satan rules down in such a manner. An evil prince in the heavenlies rules down through an evil
king.
Through a king, through an evil king, in fact. And this is one of our looks at Satan in the Bible. Ezekiel 28, verse 1. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre. That's Tyre or Tyrus here. Because your heart is lifted up and you've said, I am a god. I sit on the seat of God in the midst of the seas. Yet you are a man and not a god. Now, Tyre was one of the most, it was a little island off the north of, the south of Lebanon, the north of Israel. And it was the capital, trade capital of the world. And the guy who was the head of it, he said, oh, I'm a god. I mean, it was the most prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm a god. But God says, no, you're not a god. You're a man. And he said, I'm going to bring you down.
That's it.
And verse 8, he said, I'm going to bring you down to the pit. And it tells how it's going to be destroyed. Actually, it was destroyed by Alexander the Great, exactly the way God said it was going to be. Mm-hmm. But now he starts talking to someone else, God. Verse 11, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre. Now, in the second verse, it's the prince of Tyre. He's a man on the earth. But here in verse 11 and 12, now I want you to speak to the king of Tyre and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, you seal up the sun full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden. Now he's going to talk to Satan, who has the seed of Satan up over Tyre at that time. And he's ruling down through this prince of Tyre. But the king of Tyre is Satan himself. And God says to him, you were in Eden.
Garden.
You were in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, going down to the end of the verse, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that you were created. This is a created being. It's not a man. He doesn't have a belly button. He's a created being.
Mm-hmm.
And he has in him tabrets. Oh, he can work through music, folks.
Mm-hmm.
He was not created an evil demon. He was created an archangel. He made a demon out of himself. He was the anointed cherub, verse 14, mm-hmm. that covered.
Anointed.
Yes.
He knows that anointing.
Yeah, and he knows it. And he has a false anointing chip.
Right.
And he'll work down through it, especially through music.
Counterfeit.
And you are the anointed cherub that covered. I have set you so. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. And then it goes on down and it says, I will, verse 17, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of the brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings. He's going to all those kings. Read Isaiah 14, 9 and 10. We don't have time to do it. But he's going to embarrass him before the kings of this earth. Now, I do, you can see here how this double kingdom system up here is ruling down through what's on earth. I want you to look at a judgment chapter. And this is Isaiah chapter 24. In Isaiah chapter 24, 25, 26, you're going to see God's a God of judgment. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 26, 21 says that Jehovah is going to come out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Now, we see a key to this evil Babylonian evil system. When Adam gave over his dominion on earth, we see a key to how it's set up in Isaiah 24, 21. It shall come to pass in that day. Now, this is when he's going to judge all the system. Isaiah 24, 21. It shall come to pass in that day that Jehovah shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high and the kings of the earth upon the earth. It's divided. Mm-hmm. The high ones that are on high are the double kingdom system, the demons. Mm-hmm. And then he's also going to punish the evil kings on earth that they work down through. Mm-hmm. And so just think about Daniel and the angel that came that day. He said, your prayer was heard the first day, but it took me 21 days to get here because I had to fight with the king over Persia. Mm-hmm. Persia is Iran.
Right.
Think of it, folks. Iran, that evil prince is still there working down through Ahmadinejad, working down through the evil imams. And so this double kingdom system that is there, but I want to tell you something. The Bible says it's going to be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look a little bit more of that, and we're going to see what Oral Roberts' homegoing had to do with that. So we want to send you The Triumphant Church by Kenneth E. Hagin, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness, and The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, only $5 each. You can get them at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and family saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.